This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And let's overreact to some of what we saw from Texans OTAs yesterday. We ain't got but one practice under our belts, and we're already in a space where we're going to overreact. I think we're ready to overreact. And I'll start with this one, okay? Number one storyline. I think for a lot of, like, the sort of in-the-trenches type of Texans, not just a casual Texans fan, but the people that listen to this show and the people that are following up to the date, up to minute, updates of Texans OTAs, the offensive line was probably the A topic, but I'm going to go even above that and just go straight to the A topic of the quarterback, because all eyes were on the offensive line, but you couldn't ignore seeing the quarterback out there, CJ Stroud, QB1, in the building, okay, leader of the team, but not exactly throwing as part of team activities. And not even so much with a helmet on, Seth Payne. Not even with a helmet on. Now, D'Amico Ryan's talked about managing guys differently and specifically. Some guys are on a bit of a pitch count, if you will. But it's not like this was some kind of like strenuous, really difficult workout, super grueling, super physical, you need to hold a guy out type of workout. This is just the first damn practice, and they inside the bubble, barely really doing anything, and CJ Stroud, not a full participant. Is this something, as we overreact here on Payne and Pendergast, is this something to be overly concerned about, CJ Stroud clearly not being 100% as they start practices?
It's kind of like it's one of those things not to be alarmed about, but it's like maybe you see your neighbor doing something kind of sketchy. Like, it looks like he's looking at putting a fence up, and where he's measuring, I think it's on my property line. It's over my property line. But maybe that's not what he's doing. So I'm not going to get overly alarmed about it. But if I start seeing him hire Sean Bajani to come build him a fence or something, then I'm going to freak out. That's where I am. I'm going to monitor this situation.
But it doesn't feel responsible to wait until Bajani gets there to be building the fence to be worried about it, right? Like, it feels like one of those things where you might want to be preemptively concerned. Now, I don't know what early concern does for us, for our mental health and for, like, course of action. It ain't nothing that we can do about it. But, like, if you're going to be early on a concern, this is one to be early on. Like,
you're
I feel
I need to be like, what are you doing in this neighborhood, Sean Vajani?
Exactly.
I don't like the looks of you. What's going on?
Where is your damn helmet, CJ? What's going on? Is your hand okay? Is your shoulder okay? How's that knee doing? We can't act like, and you hit on this earlier on the show, like, we can't act like CJ Stroud has not dealt with the ramifications of being banged up, being one of the more frequently hit quarterbacks last season. Like, that was a thing. And to me, it continues to be a thing until he's either 100%, the offensive line is actually fixed, or both. Like, but until I feel better about both of those things, I'm still going to be wondering, man, is he all right? Is he good? Is he okay?
He was on an arm management plan this last year based on just his previous arm injuries. He's had a separated shoulder in his – Maybe it's as simple as them kind of like dealing with a pitcher in the offseason, that you want to just be sure that your arm is completely recovered and that you're not too aggressive too early. And right, there's no contact. There's no threat of injury by and large with quarterbacks in OTAs. But maybe in just trying to keep his arm as fresh and lively as possible, they're trying to take some extra measures for that. And I could see them not wanting to advertise that necessarily. But I get that would be the best case scenario, is if they're just being ultra careful and backed by all kinds of sports science and analytics. Fine. God bless you. Just he needs to lessen his workload a little bit in the offseason. If that's the case, and maybe, you know, last year where they did do all those private workouts, CJ got together so many times with the wide receivers on their own, that maybe there was a part of them in the offseason that felt a little bit like, all right, I need to back off on the throwing some and be sure that we do the lion's share of the work over the course of training camp and in the season.
Yeah, and look, I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek here and having some fun with it, but on a serious note, I would say, like, it is just a reminder of the urgency and importance, Seth. Like, I think the urgency and the importance, maybe it just goes without saying, we understand the urgency and importance of not just managing your quarterback correctly, but fixing your offensive line and making sure that things are right. But it highlights it. And we'll talk about the offensive line in just a second. But it does highlight the importance and the concern of it. It's like, man, we're not just having this offensive line conversation that we're constantly having for the sake of our health, for our own edification, or even just because it was bad production-wise, just like as an individual unit. It's not even just that. It is the domino effect of, okay, poor offensive line also means and likely means, can mean, banged up quarterback, critical year three for the quarterback in the year before you're likely, not likely, you're almost assuredly 99.9% going to pay the guy, going to sign the guy to a contract extension, going into a year where he's learning a new offense, right, coming off of a down year. So probably feels like he's got a little bit to prove, if not to others, just to himself. Like, it's a big year, and watching him with the backdrop of this offensive line conversation that we've been having just highlights the importance of it all, the vitality of it all to me. You know, that was the big takeaway. Like, man, you can't afford to mess around with this thing year three with CJ Stroud right before that, you know, shortly before this rookie deal is going to be over within a couple of years. Like, you've got to get this thing right. There's not a lot of time to waste here.
And one thing that CJ talked about earlier this year and talking about Nick Caley and how the offense might be a little bit different was CJ was excited to get more involved in the pre-snap stuff, to be more of a director of everything and a conductor back there. And that's something that takes time and reps. It's, you know, it's like this brand new offense. It's usually maybe a little bit overblown how hard it is to adjust a new offense, but you do need the reps. You need time to get used to the new vocabulary. What you called one play last year, you're going to call that play something different this year. And just getting the reps and doing it in a huddle and at the line of scrimmage and all of that, that's you need reps to do that. It's not just about the physical motions, especially if you're trying to take CJ to a new level on what he does on the mental side of things. That's the part where if we get midway through OTAs and there's still no explanation for why CJ isn't out there, if he isn't out there, I mean, he might be out there on Friday, I don't know. That's where I'd start to get nervous. If we get to the end of next week and CJ's still not practicing, I feel like we're owed some kind of an explanation. Yeah. And maybe it won't come to that.
And to be clear, and as somebody that was there, it's not like he's out there laboring or like he looks unhealthy or he looks banged up. Hell, he ain't Joe Mixon in a walking boot or nothing like that. Like, it's not like it's that bad, right? He's out there working out and he's participating like as part of the team, with the team. But again, on a light type of workout, it is somewhat concerning or makes you wonder, okay, what all is he exactly dealing with to why he can't have his helmet on or he's not, you know, a full participant in a lot of these things? That was Nico Collins, for example, spoke to this very thing, exactly what you're talking about, the new terminology and just having to learn a new offense and the process of that. And you mentioned part of that might be overblown, but it is a thing that they're dealing with, and these are the early stages of that. This was Nico Collins after practice speaking just to that exact point.
It's what we're here for, OTA, around this time, man. It's what we learn the offense, learn little things, get back football, you know, spring ball. This when we find the little things we need to work on, you know, and work on our craft. So on Sundays, it's easy. But nah, man, I'm glad, you know, Nick here, Nick Cayley, man, he's dicing things up right now. So for the offense for us, we got to continue to slow it down, learn it. And so we got here and operating to have fun while doing it.
And I keep going back to Seth, if he was 100%, given the context that you just got from Nico Collins and the importance of what they're trying to do and install right now, if Stroud was 100%, he'd be out there doing 100% of the things.
I would think so, right? Unless they're on a very specific plan to just keep him limited in how many total reps he's taken in team drills during OTAs, just not to burn him out or whatever. That'd be the one exception to it. But by and large, if this was the third year with an offensive coordinator, then it makes a whole lot more sense if they say, well, you know what, we want Davis Mills to take all the reps with the ones and twos. We feel like he needs extra work. But it's not. It's the first year with an offensive coordinator. This is brand new to everybody. Davis Mills ends up getting all the reps with the ones and twos yesterday, while Keaton Slovis picked it up with the threes. That's a lot of time Davis Mills has in the system now already, and CJ Stroud does not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Another thing from OTAs. Is this really the offensive line? And maybe it's just way too early to be trying to read too much into this sort of thing. But it's what we got. It's what we saw. And this is the key part of this, Seth. I want you to remember this, okay? The reason why I think so many of us fixated on the first offensive line that we saw, it's because it's what they showed us immediately after we put the cameras down, immediately after we put our phones down. You know how there's that period where you can shoot You can shoot video. You can shoot still photos.
Yeah.
And then they tell you, all right, camera's down now, but you can still stick around and watch. You can still stick around and observe, right? And if it's something that they don't want us to see, they're not going to do it in front of us. But as soon as they tell us to put the cameras down, this is the thing that they show us. I don't know how we don't read into a couple of things. Tytus Howard at right guard, Jake Andrews at center. Those are probably the biggest developments and the biggest surprises that we saw on the offensive line. Am I reading too much into it? What do you make of the offensive line reports from Texans OTA?
I think it's just evidence that there's a genuine competition there. That, you know, Tytus Howard has only played 4 snaps at right guard in his career. So maybe for Laken Tomlinson, there's not as much competition because he's played only left guard his entire career. Maybe that's a position they most feel comfortable with. But for Jake Andrews, who's only got 70 NFL snaps in his career to begin with, and, you know, he didn't play under, like, he was with the Patriots, but he wasn't there when Cole Popovich, the offensive line coach, was there. He did play for Cole Popovich at Troy in college. But that part of it, and I know you can't read too much into it, they're going to put different guys out there, but the fact that Jake Andrews, new to the team and relatively unheralded, was out there with the ones right off the bat, that feels like there's going to be a totally and completely an actual competition. And the other notable one I thought was that Ariante Irsery played both left and right tackle.
Yeah.
I was curious about how they were going to work that, if they were just going to get him comfortable at left tackle and then move him. But they apparently want us to just see right off the bat, all right, can you if Cam Robinson is fine, and we don't feel great about Blake Fisher, can you actually compete for right tackle? And we'll see.
Yeah, it feels like with Ariante Irsery that they've drafted him, especially based off of the reporting that we've got over the last week or so about how aggressive they were in pursuing him. It does feel like they drafted him to be potentially the left tackle of the future. But in the meanwhile, since they feel so good about him, could he be their swing tackle in the meantime? Like if Cam Robinson and Blake Fisher are good enough to get you by through this year and you just kind of figure it out from there, can Ariante Irsery at the very least just be your swing tackle, especially if Tytus Howard is going to be a full-time guard now? So that part of it would make sense that, you know, as opposed to rushing him into that left tackle role that it seems like he's going to be well suited for in the future, in the meantime, he's their swing tackle and they see what all he can handle.
I think this is a category where sometimes we as fans expect the team to have more of a plan than they actually do.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that in a bad way towards the team. I think that they're genuinely open to a bunch of different, like Casario always tries to emphasize being adaptable and, you know, not having things set in stone. And with Irsery, I think they probably see a lot of potential for him at either tackle position. Obviously, they tried that hard to get him and draft him. But that, again, going back to the competition theme, it's not like they're planning on him being the swing tackle. I mean, he's a massive human being. If all things were equal, if he and Blake Fisher played exactly equal through training camp, I would say put the massive human being out there.
Yes.
Put the planet-sized dude out there, because there is just something to having a whole bunch of mass on the offensive line. So that if he plays well during training camp and he cleans up the things that all rookies have to clean up, I don't think that they're looking at him as, oh, no, he's definitely not going to start it right away. I think they're very open to him potentially being a starter if he proves it.
Yeah. Swing tackle was kind of like a setting the floor, right? Like, to your point, if he's better or if all things are equal, then he's just, and look, that stood out maybe more than anything was how this one guy was not like the others. And everybody out there is a massive human being, right? Like, we're talking about NFL offensive linemen, and he was the massive of the most massive of the massive. If all things are equal, then go ahead and put him out there. That part of it certainly makes sense. And then, of course, maybe Blake Fisher is the guy who's your swing tackle. And if you don't necessarily feel as great about him being your starter, at the very least you feel good about him having some experience and him being somebody that can go out there and be your swing tackle if need be, right? Like if in a pinch, but you got Cam Robinson who's experienced, and then Ariante Irsery, who appears to have the much higher upside. So that's something to watch out for. But I don't know if we're overreacting or properly reacting, but it's certainly something to keep an eye out for, and was certainly something to talk about enough to keep the chatter flowing on the sidelines at NRG or at the Houston Methodist Training Center yesterday. He's Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott, in for Sean Pendergast here on Payne Pendergast on Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, simple question. Is Lance McCullers back? We'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.